Hey everybody, welcome to One Dope Jesus Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get right into this episode. So most of you all have been listening for a while know that I'm a teacher, right? And so I said on an episode a while ago, I just kind of talked about how things were going good and how I really enjoyed the people who I was working with, the principal that I was working for. And so yesterday, we found out that our principal was moving to a new school. And so I was so upset, right? Because I had been working for her. It's been 2 years and we just, you know, we have a great working relationship. And ultimately, like, I didn't want her to leave because of the environment that, that she had created at the school and everything like that. And so it bothered me for the majority of the workday, right? And just talking to different people and sharing our sentiments and everything. And then even after I left work, you know, I just was questioning so many different things. Like, okay, am I going to stay here? Am I going to try to go to the other school she's working at? Am I just going to go somewhere new altogether? It was just a lot of worry, ultimately, just a lot of worry, a lot of going back and forth, and just not really thinking clearly, just in my feelings and in my own thoughts. And it wasn't until like late in the evening that God spoke to me. He said, you're doing all this thinking and all this, you know, decision making in your head, and you haven't even prayed, you haven't even consulted me about it. You're just trying to do everything on your own. And so I felt convicted in that moment. And I was thinking, like, Lord, you're right. You know, I have just been going and moving on my own and having different conversations and complaining and fussing and just not seeking his face at all. And we know as Christians that we're supposed to go to God about everything. And so I just began to think about my feelings and everything and just going back to the word, you know, Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that you can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And so the Bible tells us not to worry, but that's the exact opposite of what I did. When I tell y'all, I was so just thinking about what I was going to do because my son goes to school with me. I'm like, well, I don't want to take him to another school. And I didn't want to leave the kids that I was working with. And I was like, well, I don't know who this new lady going to be and if I can trust her, if I'm going to like her, and just all these different things. And instead of just taking it to the Lord in prayer, you know, even the Bible tells us to cast all our cares on him. We think that it's big things, but it's literally everything we take is him in prayer. We're not supposed to worry. And had I just gone to him, you know, he would have given me peace, not to just spend a whole day just worried, trying to figure out how I'm going to fix it, when ultimately it's not my job to fix it. It's my job to trust my Heavenly Father to move on my behalf and just to live in his peace. And also thank him for the time that I've had, that I've been able to enjoy being at work. You know, the scripture says, thank you for all he's done. He didn't have to do that. You know, I know there's so many people who don't even like their job, but they do it because, you know, they have to provide for their family. And that's not the story for me. So, you know, this should have been my time to be thankful. Like, Lord, I thank you that you've allowed me to just be in this place of just your perfect grace where things just were moving at ease. But I said all that to say, you know, things happen in life and changes occur that we can't fix. And then we try to move in our own strength and figure out how we are going to make things right, or how we are going to fix things ourselves, when we have a Heavenly Father who's all powerful and all knowing that has the, you know, everything at his fingertips. We have to bring it to him and not let our thoughts and our feelings get the best of us. And so I thought about Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But verse 6, more importantly, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So it is it's so important just to seek God in everything that you do, in everything that you do, whatever you're considering, whatever you're thinking, because we can put ourselves in some crazy situation because we're just doing, figuring out, thinking that we have to fix stuff. We have to be our own God. But he tells us in his word to trust in him. Like, he cares about the things that we care about. And sometimes I may feel like it's silly if I'm praying to God about something small, but there's that peace that comes over me that I can't really explain. Like, whatever I was just worried about, it's in the back of my mind because I trust that God is going to take care of us. So another thing that God had to show me was that if you are not careful, you can make people and things idols in your life. And so we know that in the Old Testament that the idols were the golden calf and the things that people worship. But in this day and age, we as Christians, you know, we're not bowing before things and worshiping them. But we can, if we're not careful, have idols in our lives, because, you know, an idol can be anything that you seek to give you what only God can give you, right? And so I was feeling like hopeless, like, you know, hope was lost because my job, you know, things were going to shift at my job. And God was showing me, like, you're about to make your job an idol because you're looking to your job for this hope and this sense of importance and all these different things. And that only comes from me, right? And even at my job, you know, I was doing things and God was gracing me to become a better teacher, right? And at times I wasn't doing things for his glory because I wanted, you know, my bosses to be proud of me and I wanted the acknowledgement, right? So not only was I about to make my job an idol, I was about to, you know, make an idol of success and, you know, getting praises for myself when I'm supposed to be doing everything for the glory of God. And so it's hard to admit and to say, but I'm glad for God and his mercy that he revealed that to me and gave me a chance to repent. And so 1 John 5:21 says, "Dear children, keep away from anything that may take God's place in your hearts." And the King James verse says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." So one thing just says anything that may take God's place in your heart. And another version just says idols. So we have to really be mindful when we're going about our everyday lives and doing things. We make sure that nothing takes God's place in our heart. And even if we don't feel like we're putting things above God in our lives, we need to make sure that we're not looking to those things for our joy and our comfort and our provision, because God is the source of all of those things, right? And I'm so glad that I was able to silence the noise in my mind and just really hear from the Lord on this situation, because I felt so distraught. But in God, there's hope, and he gives us a chance to, you know, he doesn't leave us to ourselves. He lets us come back to him and see the errors of our ways and understand that when we bring things to him, not only is he merciful, but he will, you know, change our path and put us, make us back right with him. And so I had to figure out how do I rid myself of idols. And so I've been listening to this prophetess doing teaching on idols. And she said you have to renounce, repent, and replace. And so as hard as it was, I had to renounce that. And not hard in the sense that I didn't want to do it, just almost embarrassing. Like, Lord, I just can't believe that I did that. But, you know, just renouncing, looking to a job and situation as my source of hope and joy and comfort. And then repent, asking God to forgive me and truly turning away from that. And replace it with the word of God. And so I've been studying Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. And so when David wrote this, he was talking about his own experience, his early years caring for sheep, because sheep are completely dependent for provision, guidance, and protection, right? And in the New Testament, Jesus is the good shepherd. So we have to depend on the Lord for all those things, not man, not our job. So as I'm trying to, you know, just truly repent, to turn away from this idol that I've created or on the path to create, then I have to understand that God is the one who guides me. God is the one who gives me what I need. So anything other than him that I'm looking to, then I'm creating an idol and I can't do that. I have to look to him for his guidance and his protection. He leads me. So the next verse said he lets me rest in the green meadows and he leads me beside the peaceful streams. So he has to lead me. And ultimately, you know, when I was stuck in these decisions, figuring out what I'm going to do, I can't decide that for myself. I have to let the Lord lead me. So I have to go to him in prayer and say, God, you know, what is my next step? What do you want me to do? Not my will, but yours be done. And not be afraid that wherever he takes me, it may be different. And I may have to get used to it, but I have to trust that if God led me to this, he's going to give me rest. I'm not going to be in toiling or in anguish or whatever my mind tries to make me be fearful of. So then I want to jump down to verse 5. It says, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. So we know in biblical times, shepherds use oil to treat and protect sheep's wounds and keep insects out of their heads. By anointing our heads with oil, God brings healing and comfort to our brokenness, soothing our hurts, and protecting us from the turmoil of life. Sheep can do harmful things to themselves as they try to relieve themselves from flies and ticks. Their ears and eyes as well can be targets from tormenting insects as well. Sheep have been known to bash their heads against rock walls to dislodge flies from their ears, nose, and eyes. Sometimes flies will lay maggots that will bury under the woolly skin of a sheep. And a good shepherd watches over his sheep closely. A good shepherd knows that poured out oil forms a barrier of protection against these things that will try to destroy the sheep. So we are sheep, right? And God covers us. He keeps us, Lord. And we don't have flies in our ears, but we do have those tormenting thoughts that get into our mind that try to tell us that we're unforgiving and that we have to do things on our own, that we're alone. But God has us covered. And it's so important to get in his word and to know what his word says about the different things that are going on in our lives and understand that he cares for us and that he loved us enough to send his son to die for our sins so that we can be forgiven. And I'm so thankful for that, that God would reveal those things to me and not leave me to myself. And so we have to also remember that a life in Christ, things only get better. They only improve because that's the type of God we serve. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? And then the New Living Translation says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, it has already begun. Don't you see it? I will make pathways through the wilderness and I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And so just to give a little context in those verses, he was talking about a few verses before, he was talking about how he had rescued the Israelites from Egypt and drew the Egyptians out into the water and drowned them. But he was saying, forget all that. Like, I'm about to do a new thing. It's going to be even greater. And so that just gave me even more comfort and hope. Like, you know, people always say the only thing constant in life is change, and things are always changing. We can't hold so tight to what we already know that we can't believe that God can do better. And so I had to tell myself that, like, God, I know that this is change and it's going to be hard, but I trust you. And I know that where I am now, you're only going to take me higher. You're only going to do more for me and through me. So I just challenge you to look at anything in your life to where you know, it may be an unexpected change, like what I'm going through. And if you're not trusting God, you know, trust him, seek him before you make any decisions. Make sure that you haven't made any idols in your life, but just know that things are going to get better. Like, God always supersedes the thing that he's done before. He's not going to just leave us and say, all right, this is it. Like, you know, you flatline, you're at your plateau. No, he is going to always, he can always one up himself in blessing you. And I truly believe that, not just for me, but for you too. And so that's all I wanted to come on here and talk about. As y'all know, in my life, when I learn things, when I go through things, I when I feel led to share, then I'll come on here and talk about it. But yeah, it's, you know, change can be a lot, you know, just the uncertain, but God did not give us the spirit of fear. So we don't have to be afraid of the things that are coming that are new. We just have to trust and believe that whatever God brings us to, he's gonna see us through it. And sometimes that change can be for our own protection. Sometimes it can be because there's something that God wants to do for us. There's something that God wants us to do for us. We don't know. That's why we just have to stay so close to him. We have to live our lives according to his will and his way, silencing the noise of everything else and just hearing from him. Because he's so intentional about everything that he does in our lives. If we let him lead and we follow his way, he will not lead us astray. But that's it. I thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.